So, first 3 weeks, kind of the one common theme has been turnovers and penalties. So, have you guys worked on that type of thing this week? Try to clean some of that up, or?
I always work on that kind of stuff, but you know,
he does.
A lot of that we don't have a lot of control over either. It just happens on the field, so you know, just got to be pay more attention to what we're doing. And penalties weren't actually that bad. I think we only had like 5 or 6 last game, so it wasn't as bad as we thought. We didn't have our stat keeper up there, so I got the stats in there now, so I'll be putting them in tonight. So we won't have stats this week either until later, so we'll have to take it from the film. But, yeah, the big thing is our turnovers went down, but we're still turning the ball over.
You said some of those are just fluky kind of things that happen down the field and not necessarily ball security issues?
Well, it's ball security issues. It's going to have to be if that's happening. But it's things like, you know, we break through the initial line of scrimmage and we're actually gaining positive yardage. And in some cases, 15, 20 yards later, or like last week, it was probably about 40, 45 yards later, and we get tackled and we lose the ball. You know, that is definitely ball security. So that's one of our everyday drills that we do in practice. Every time we do offense practice and do EDD drills, we go over, you know, running back drills and, you know, tucking that ball away and go. So,
well, last week, was there kind of a sense of panic or something when you fell down behind, or did things just snowball on you?
They definitely snowballed. You know, we didn't have the intensity that Southall. There's no excuse for that. We weren't ready to play. I think, to be honest with you, I think we're overlooking them. You know, try to explain to them that they're a different team, you know, than what we've seen in the past there. And I think their reputation, Southall's reputation, they were kind of counting on that, and they weren't. I mean, they were ready to play, and they're actually pretty good. You know, even with that backup quarterback, they're good. At least they were that night.
So this week, the trip to Elko, obviously their reputation is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What do they look pretty good, what you've seen from them so far this year?
They're a different type of team. I mean, they're still running the same offense, but, you know, I think last year they had a kid that could actually – or that actually would throw the ball pretty good. And I think that's their weak spot right now is their passing game. They seem to be relying a lot on the jabs and the bubbles down there out there in the flat. They will chuck the ball deep, you know, a little bit of sprint out and stuff, but they don't seem to be as good at the passing game as they have in the past. And so they definitely are heavy on the run. So, you know, that's all right, though. We like that.
Physically, you feel like you guys can stand up to them?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think we can stand up to anybody in the league. Mm-hmm. We just got to play like it. You know, our guy, I mean, we are better than what we've shown in those games with all those turnovers. So the kids just got to want to play. They got to want to do it.
As far as their defense, they present you your first look at a
3-4
this year. And
we had that. We both teams played that in our scrimmage, so we played that at our scrimmage, but. The issue we're going to have is, you know, we're breaking in a new center. Carter Smith got injured. He got a concussion there. So he's going to be out for a couple weeks at least, I think. And, you know, so we're getting a new center fired up. And it's pretty tough when, you know, the team you're playing against has a nose guard in there because that makes things rather difficult. It can, you know. And they don't have a real big kid in there, but he is quick. And he does shoot gaps. And, you know, so we got to make sure that we're sound. Stepping the right way, overstepping things. You know, we give our center help just about on every play. You know, either from the front side or the back side. So, you know, he's just got to know where his help is coming from and overstep things and get as much help out of his guard as he can.
So you're just plugging a replacement into that one spot instead of shuffling the whole line around?
Yeah. You know, we got a few good options. Tyler Kolar, Garrison Harjo, and Gabe Richards, they're all taking snaps this week, and we'll probably have a couple of them in there. You know, it's one thing being in a gun set. You know, if you're under center, the quarterback gets pretty used to that same snap. Mm-hmm. But when you're in a gun set, you just get that ball back there.
Your passing game, you know, how do you assess that after 3 weeks? Are you guys throwing the ball well, catching it?
We're throwing it well. I don't know if we're catching it well all the time because it seems like the other team's catching it as much as we are. But it's coming around. It just got settled down, just get comfortable back there, and things will go. Things will go. So we'll keep working on it.
Did you expect to be able to run the option, especially with Bird's keeping as well as he has this year? Did you know he had that in him when you started?
Oh yeah, him and Ren both did.
Uh huh.
So I wasn't too worried about that. To us, you talk to a lot of coaches out there. The hardest thing to stop is option football. So that's kind of one reason why we pick to do the option. And then because a lot of teams to stop it, they have to commit so much out of the secondary to stop it. And when you commit that hard out of the secondary, it's got to open up your passing game. So, that's what we're trying to do. Make them commit to stopping the option, and then we can open up the passing game and go. So
you've played in Elko several times. It can be kind of a hostile environment and, a pretty good game day atmosphere, though. So,
It's really good there. It's really good to get their band and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
I think Mr. Smith here with our band is closest thing to see in Elko,
with their marching band and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it can be. Elko's one of those places where you actually got to go in there and be ready to play, because they're a different team at home sometimes than they are on the road.
Coach. War turf, right?
No.
Grass?
Yeah, I think you're freshman grass.
Grass.
Okay.
So how do you feel just going into this? Do you feel like the team's ready and you like your chances?
Oh, I like our chances. Are we ready? I don't know if we're always ready. It's been a kind of a rough week of practice.
Still have guys sick from last?
Sick. We got some injuries. But I think we're right now our confidence is a little shaky, so... Those are some things that I hope they're ready to go when we get there. So.
Going all Newt Rockne on them?
No. Sometimes that doesn't help matters any. The thing we do try to tell them is that all true athletes are self-motivated. So, it's got to come from within. It's got to come from you guys.
All right, well, thank you for taking a few minutes, and good luck Friday night.
We'll see you.
Okay.